Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's toy history. This December, Today from the Ohio Newsroom is going all over Ohio, far and near, to spread some holiday cheer. I'm Claire Roth. This Festive Friday, we're hearing about some of Santa's toy makers outside of the North Pole. Some of the most popular toys under the tree of Christmas's past were once made right here in Ohio. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford takes us through the state's extensive toy manufacturing history.
Rob Eldridge collects scraps of his childhood. At his vintage toy shop in Xenia, he has all the obsessions of his adolescence. G.I. Joes, Hot Wheels, superheroes.
That robot right there, that Shogun Warrior robot from Japan, just like that, that was my favorite toy.
Eldridge has collected classic toys for more than two decades, and he says he's in the best place for it.
Ohio is the mecca for toys because so many toy companies started in Ohio.
Companies like Kenner, the Cincinnati Toy Company, was responsible for some of the best-selling toys in the 80s. They designed Star Wars action figures, manufactured Play-Doh, created the Easy Bake Oven, and the rosy-cheeked ragdoll, Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake, my, she's looking swell. Cute little doll with a strawberry smell.
I have a superpower. My pencil draws cute.
That's Muriel Farion, the Ohio-born artist behind Strawberry Shortcake and the Care Bears. She worked as a designer for American Greetings in Cleveland. The popular doll began just as an idea for a greeting card, until the big-name toy developer Bernie Loomis got a hold of Farion's designs.
And he said, that's it. That's going to be big. It's going to be toys. It's going to be decor. It's going to be clothes. It's going to be animation. And it's going to be amusement park. Well, it never became amusement park, but it became everything else.
Farion's cute character became a $4 billion franchise. But historian Ben Bogman says the state's toy manufacturing actually began long before Farion and Kenner's commercial success. In the late 19th century, Samuel Dyke started the Akron Marble and Toy Manufacturing Company. Bogman says the Northeast Ohioan was one of the first people to mass produce a product specifically for children.
And that became extremely popular. They began producing over a million marbles a day at one point.
He says the state's foray into fun was largely successful because of Ohio's inventive spirit. Large manufacturers would look for ways to make toys out of what they were already producing.
You produce, rubber products, and then you realize, hey, we could use this to make rubber duckies.
That's exactly the kind of shift the Ohio Art Company made in the 60s. Former company chairman Bill Kilgallen says the Archbold-based business was producing metal picture frames before they developed small toy tea sets and sand pails. But business really boomed after they bought the rights to a small doodling device.
We named it Etch-A-Sketch. It became an instant success. It was one of the first items on TV.
The best-selling toy was produced in rural Northwest Ohio until 2000, when the manufacturing of the shake-to-erase technology moved abroad. Now most of the toys underneath Americans' Christmas trees are made in other countries, and not many toy creators are left in Ohio. Still, Eldridge, the toy collector, says Ohio's playful history continues to be celebrated by people like himself who preserve toys.
It's just that simple time, or a memory of a grandparent, or when I got it, best Christmas ever when you opened up this toy. And you got to have those things back, you know.
Each March, he hosts the Great Ohio Toy Show to highlight the state's part in manufacturing those Christmas memories. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Xenia.
If you'd like to hear more stories like this, sign up for our newsletter, The Lift, by going to the website ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.